You're on a GLP-1. Your appetite is changing, your cravings quiet down, and food noise is finally fading. But now you're wondering, how do I manage my side effects? What do I eat to stay strong? How do I break through a plateau? Because reaching your weight loss goals can take more than meds. That's where Weight Watchers Med Plus comes in. The support designed to help you navigate what comes next. With trusted experts who guide you, food plans that work with your body, support to help manage side effects, plus access to GLP-1 medication. Weight Watchers Med Plus is designed to help you lose more weight. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com. All medical services are provided through our affiliated medical group, Weight Watchers Clinic. Medications require eligibility and prescription. Individual results may vary. See site for more details. You're on a GLP-1, but now you're wondering, how do I manage my side effects? What do I eat to stay strong? Because reaching your weight loss goals can take more than meds. That's where Weight Watchers Med Plus comes in. Get access to trusted experts, food plans that work with your body, and habit coaching to keep you on track. Plus access to GLP-1 medication. Get started at WeightWatchers.com. All medical services are provided through our affiliated medical group, Weight Watchers Clinic. Medications require eligibility and prescription. Individual results may vary. See site for more details. You're on a GLP-1. Your appetite is changing, your cravings quiet down, and food noise is finally fading. But now you're wondering, how do I manage my side effects? What do I eat to stay strong? How do I break through a plateau? Because reaching your weight loss goals can take more than meds. That's where Weight Watchers Med Plus comes in. The support designed to help you navigate what comes next. With trusted experts who guide you, food plans that work with your body, support to help manage side effects, plus access to GLP-1 medication. Weight Watchers Med Plus is designed to help you lose more weight. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com. All medical services are provided through our affiliated medical group, Weight Watchers Clinic. Medications require eligibility and prescription. Individual results may vary. See site for more details.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Edward. I'm from New York, Pennsylvania, but I'll just tell the brief story. It started when I was 3.5, 4 years old, living in Staten Island, New York, in my backyard. My mother was watching me at the backyard from the kitchen window on the second floor. And I was playing in the yard. I was making sticks, making crosses out of sticks in the backyard, all across the yard. I covered the whole yard with it. And my mother was asking me from the window, "Son, what are you doing?" She seen me making the sticks and then looking up, and I was talking to somebody. And then never been to church before, never been to Sunday school or anything like that. And I told her that I was talking to my friend Jesus. And she was taken aback that because at the time they weren't really like going to church or anything like that. Father was actually into some pretty bad stuff. They were just pretty much the typical 70s hippies and everything. And then after that, several years later, 9 or 10, things actually got bad. I started having nightmares, night terrors, as they call them. And then eventually, my parents was up at night trying to watch me, seeing what's going on. My grandmother was seeing what was going on with me. I was doing a lot of sleepwalking and screaming in the middle of the night. And I guess the climax of it all was me sleepwalking to a window and opened the window on the second floor about to go out the window. And I was in a trance-like state. My mother was asking me, son, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm going to the green room at this place called Snug Harbor, Old Park Staler that used to live there and everything. And she said, green room's closed, son. Come on back inside. She helped me back inside. And I was standing on a ledge. I don't know what was holding me back, but she got me back in. And from there, it escalated a bit to me barking and growling, putting pentagrams in my hands. And she's and my sisters, two sisters, are direct witnesses of me actually crawling up walls. My father, big black man, strong man, was actually sleeping in bed with his machete, afraid of me. And when I was 9 or 10 at the time, I was kidnapped during this time. For a brief period, the man brought me back home. There was a time lapse. There was memory loss. I don't remember a lot of what happened. I was not under a bridge between New York and New Jersey, Gothic Bridge, for quite a few hours. I'm thinking that maybe he was trying to sell me or something. I don't know. He was a Nigerian guy. I don't really remember, but I do remember when he dropped me off back home. I told my parents what happened. My father, instead of feeling sorry for me, kind of just punched me in the face, set everything out. He was a pretty, pretty violent guy. And I was outside, sitting out in the front of the house there in Staten Island. And the same guy, probably about an hour later, as I'm recovering from my wounds on my steps outside, his car breaks down right in front of the house. And so I pointed out to my parents that the car is the guy, and the cops came and got him. And sure enough, this man was wanted in Nigeria for kidnapping. So thank God I got off lucky there. Huh? And those few years were pretty rough for me. I was still going through night terrors, trances, walking around, staring at mirrors for 3-4 hours at a time, not knowing, you know, finding myself in corners of the house. Just my whole body in a corner, standing up. I would get feelings of numbness and tingling in my body. And I'm sitting in the room with all my family, and I would start to just stare and start to scream on the inside, but it wasn't coming out on the outside. Something was basically taking over, and it was just lots of voices telling me, you want to be powerful, let's take over, et cetera. It was just straight torment constantly. And since I was physically abused a lot, and there's a lot of sexual abuse going on, I felt like allowing them to come in would give me power, so I did. And that's why all this stuff started, I believe. Pretty intense stuff. There's a whole lot more. I finally got free of all that stuff eventually, and seeing ghosts, my grandmother, my grandfather once, during this time period, as a teenager, it kind of waned off no more. And then as an adult, when I was in the military, I was on leave, and just traveling with my buddy out to the desert, and we're heading to San Diego. And I seen it only looked like the Grim Reaper, I guess, out in the desert. And somehow, on the inside, I knew that while that thing was, like, hovering over us, because I was awake, I believe I was awake, and my buddy was next to me sleeping and looked over. And as the thing was, like, hovering over us, like, honestly, his butt was, like, up like it was going to attack or something. For some reason, I have no idea, and I just screamed out, the blood of Jesus. I don't know why I said that. That sounds like some old black preacher type stuff, and I have no idea why I would say something like that, but I screamed that, and the thing just like totally dissipated, like in terror, and I screamed it so loud, and my little toilet Camry, that I was kind of embarrassed, but at the time I was like, just, you know, I wasn't like a Christian or anything. I'm a Christian now, like, well, I identify as a Christian, I believe in Jesus and all that. But then I wasn't, and so I was really embarrassed. And I looked over at my buddy, kind of, and I'm like, Dusty, did you hear anything just now? And he said, no, he didn't hear a thing. Okay. So I was really embarrassed. That would have been embarrassed to me, but whatever it did, I guess it scared the bejesus out of, well, the bejesus literally out of this thing that was hovering over us. Now, like I said, like, as this thing was hovering over us, like, inside in my nowhere, kind of, I had a sense of knowing that while that was happening in a supernatural type state, in the natural state, I guess the product of that was, I knew in my nowhere that somebody was planning, or a group of people planning to either kidnap, kill us, take our identity, or, you know, identification card and stuff. We were close to the Mexican border, kind of like San Diego. But I don't know why I thought that, but it was just like, you just know that was happening, about to happen. If I didn't wake up and we were, you know, and when I didn't get back on the road, that was going to happen at this rest stop. I just knew it. I knew it. Well, no, so I just, you know, started driving on again to the next rest stop. There's a lot of little things that happened. As a kid, bed shaking, levitating, voices, just talking about how they're going to kill me, trying to drive me insane, basically. And the takeover of my mind as a child, it was methodical the way it was done. And I look back at it, and I think the parts of that have affected me throughout my life. And then I started trusting people and overthinking things. But it was a terrible ordeal. And a lot of things that happened to me, I see in some supernatural movies, which I still actually really like. I wouldn't want my kids to watch horror movies or anything, but that's how I got to find it. Started for me watching scary, really scary movies like Evil Dead. But for me, I think that first paranormal activity, the first one, I think that was that gave me the goosebumps. The way that girl started, the way that stuff started for her, that couple, the way she was being pulled off the bed, the way she was hearing things, the way she was walking around in a trance-like state, finding herself in other places of the house or outside the house. That's how that stuff was stuck. And whoever wrote that did an excellent job. A lot of the other stuff in Hollywood is really ridiculous. But yeah, that's pretty much it. So I thought I'd share it, because I haven't shared it with too many people in my life.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.